Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, and continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. Be joyful. I'm glad to be back. I was in Dallas for a couple days and just got back, and I was reading this morning, and I was kind of, there's so many times when you have a lot on your mind, so when you sit down and you read, it's just hard to kind of digest because you're thinking about a million other things, and that's what kind of what happened this morning. But I was reading in Proverbs chapter 24, and I remember reading this the first time, and it really blessed my heart, because when we opened and started our business, it was a very slow process, and it was hard for me to kind of wrap my mind around being poor for that long, because I was very, very successful out of college, and I did really well, and then we started the business, and it was like, whoa. But anyways, this always blessed me. If you go to chapter 24, verse 3, it says, through wisdom, and this is true wisdom, is an house builded. And by understanding, which is departing from evil, or knowing the difference between good and evil, and by understanding, it is established, and by the knowledge, and this is knowledge of God, shall the inner chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Through wisdom is a house building. When you build something, you always keep in mind that God's there with you. You do it through the wisdom and through the prism of God. Number two, if you understand the difference between good and evil and you stick to the good and you stay away from all the evil, it's established. It takes root. And by the knowledge of God, when you start to apply the knowledge of God into your life and into the things that you're doing, the inner chambers will be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. It's going to produce and yield good things. And it's interesting because even in our business, it started to yield fruit that I didn't really even understand was fruit. And you're going to start to see these things in your life. You'll start to recognize that the trials and the tribulations of your life that build you up and establish you, He's going to start yielding fruit that you don't even know exists. We are surrounded with beautiful things, right? All these beautiful things that when we were buying them, I didn't really realize that they were ours. I thought we were going to resell them, but now they're ours. And God, there's so many things, the inner chambers, the things that matter, the things that you don't even realize, He's going to fill them up in your life, but you got to stay focused on the man. You got to stay focused on God. Stay focused on the things that matter. If you jump down to verse 10, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. I love this as a biblical principle. I love that God even put this in here. If you faint, if you get tired and weak and you collapse in the day of adversity, your strength is small. God will build you up. If you believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, if you believe that this word is out from the origins of God, then you know that your strength, that your ability to cause effect and the ability to do it, those things are given from God. Therefore, you can't have small strength. You can't be weak. God is filling you up. God is building you up. Therefore, if you faint in the day of adversity, it's because you're not looking to God. You're not recognizing that God stands behind you. God is with you. There is not fear. You can't fear anything. There is nothing to fear in this life, period. Because you have God behind you. In fact, actually, I'll go through this really, really quickly. If you go to 1 John chapter 5, verse 16, it says, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Again, God is love, and that love is in you. What happens with that love? Verse 18, there is not fear in love, but perfect love, it casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. When you have God's love in you, you don't fear. Fear hath torment. It torments you in life. And God doesn't want that for you. You don't faint in the day of adversity. You go to the Word. You don't faint when things are going aren't going your way. You go to the Word and you read the Word and you get built up by the Word. And there's so many things in here that you can change your mind. Again, the things that you think about make you you. Are you a son of God standing in that spirit, knowing that God's behind you? Or do you live in fear? It's not for us. Fear is not for the believers. And you're a believer. Stand therefore. Have a beautiful day. Lift it all up. All those beautiful prayers. Lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for everything you do for us, how you just take care of us and the things of our life. I thank you for getting home safely, and I pray for my mom and my nephew that you just get them over the sickness, because it's horrid, Father. And I thank you also for my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law, or my brother, that they don't get sick either. Again, I thank you for the moments of my life and for the business that you continually just build us up. I pray for our country and everything that's going on, that you just take care of each and every one of your believers, that take care of the people that are here. And again, I just thank you for each and every moment that we have in this life, and for your Son and what he did for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.